We Are the City Song in My Head auf Flux FM. Das Trio aus Vancouver, Canada hat Ende Januar das neue, bereits fünfte Album R.I.P. veröffentlicht. Eine Arbeit, die vom frühen Tod ihres Jugendfreundes Kyle Tubbs inspiriert ist und sich insofern naturgemäß auch mit den großen Themen Sterblichkeit und Vergänglichkeit beschäftigt. Wir finden jetzt raus, inwiefern Kyle vielleicht als verstorbener Musikfreund die Arbeiten an der LP trotz seiner Abwesenheit mitgestaltete. Wir sprechen über Kontrapunkte in der Musik und das absichtliche Zerstören poppiger Momente als Alleinstellungsmerkmal der Band We Are The City. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome back, Kane, Andrew and David.
Hello.
The boys are back in town.
That's right.
How are you doing? It's been a year. It's been like almost exactly a year since
we met last time. Yeah, it's good. It's gone by quickly.
Yes. And you've been busy, obviously, because there's new music out already.
Yes, it's. I don't know if it's the same in Berlin, but in Vancouver, if someone asks you how you're doing and you say, I've been busy, that's a good thing. Uh-huh. And we're just realizing, like, maybe it's not so good. But we've been so busy with very many things.
I mean, it depends on... with what you're busy with, I guess.
I guess that's true.
If it's your own art, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
If you've been busy with stuff that your boss wants you to do and it sucks.
then it sucks,
yeah. So congratulations on that new album. You've just arrived to Germany, I guess, right?
Yeah,
because
yesterday.
Your tour starts tomorrow in Dresden.
Yeah, we got here yesterday, last night, late.
Yep.
And it's been flawless so far. Usually we don't have instruments. They didn't make it. British Airways screwed up.
Uh-huh.
But this time, perfect.
You have your instruments
we
with you?
We have our instruments.
The van was super easy to get.
It's been perfect. We even actually, we just got the cheapest Airbnb we could get for the amount of people we have. And it happens to be only 4 blocks from here. So we actually walked here.
Wow.
It was beautiful.
It's been perfect.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Not bad.
It's been perfect.
And Greta Thunberg likes it. You've flown here and now you got it. You got it.
At least we're
give
walking
something
around
back.
Now.
Yeah, at least we're walking
a little bit.
Yeah, that's nice. So, congratulations on your newest LP, R.I.P. I mean, parts of the record deal with the death of an old friend of yours, Kyle Tubbs, who played with a band called Fields of Green. How important was making music about his passing for you as musicians and as mourning individuals, maybe? Because, I mean, people say that music can be some form of therapy, and I've talked to musicians a lot about songs that they've made for people who pass, and they always tell me that it really helped to get those feelings out of your chest and kind of help to digest the whole process.
Mm-hmm. It's a unique situation because we had written the album largely, even the song R.I.P., many parts of it, and a lot of the other songs. We'd even thought the record might be called R.I.P.
Mm-hmm.
before Kyle had passed. And we were writing it more about how we felt that we were losing our friend, you know, to some sort of substance abuse and just to getting older, et cetera, kind of losing our youthfulness or our childhood anyway, in losing our really good friend that we came up with. And then after many of the songs were tracked, Kyle passed.
Mm.
And then within a couple of days, I just reworked the lyrics and vocals and improvised the actual title track, R.I.P.
Mm.
Just improvised new words on top. And that was really the only addition after he passed.
Mm, okay.
But everything else was completed before.
It was kind of a profound, weird thing, how it all happened, how it was kind of like we wrote the song before he died and then he passed.
But I think he was a musical inspiration for you when he was live still. So because I've read something about like in What Would Kyle Do approach or something like that. Did that happen?
He was a bit of one of those people who is an effortless, you know, you have perhaps people out there could relate to this. You try really hard to be really good at one field or one thing, crafts or writing really well or songs or maybe sports or whatever. And then you have this people that you come up with who are effortless.
Mm,
and
they're the best. They just can do it.
It just is them. And perhaps they don't even want that gift, you know? And that was kind of Kyle, you know?
Yeah.
He loved, it was just for him. It was only for him. It was never to be a big musician. And he was so effortless and an amazing songwriter. And so, you know, we may have very well been his biggest fans, or at least we were in a very small group of fans who knew him. But
I think it can be a burden for a sensitive person to, you know, to be as sensitive as he might have been.
Yeah.
You see the world in the state that it's in right now, and you have that outlet of art, but at the same time, I mean, I can really imagine if those few sentences that you've just told me about him make me want to understand how he got into the substance abuse thing or something, you know?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head with the sensitive person. Mm-hmm. Like it's he was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think a lot of times we build walls around, you know, different parts of our brain to not be so sensitive to the harshness of living. But he wasn't able to, mm-hmm. And so. Yeah.
And I think in a way that at least I can't relate, even though I would describe myself as a sensitive person, I think he was on another level in a way that a lot of people wouldn't be able to relate to.
Yeah, and some of us know how to get that sensitivity off of our heads for like just a few hours maybe. Some people do sports, some people do drugs a little bit, and some people, you know, they concentrate on their family situation and be like, yes, everything's fine. Mm-hmm. But some people, they don't know how to get that feeling off of your head for a few hours, mm-hmm. at least. And I think that's, I mean, we all can imagine how it must feel to not get out of this circle, yeah. this vicious circle.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do want to congratulate you on that record. And the funny thing is that when you've just talked about the fact that you kind of lost your youthfulness and stuff, I was talking to a friend of mine about that a few weeks ago. And we were like saying that you do not lose your virginity when you have sex for the first time. You do lose your virginity when the first person in your friends from your friends dies.
Or, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's when you're not a virgin anymore. That's when you
grow up a little.
Yeah,
bit.
You fucking realize we're all gonna die.
Then that's a piece of you gone for real.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing to be not a virgin anymore, but it's a tougher.
Yeah.
Loss of virginity, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Than after having sex for the first time.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. That's very real, and that's why there's so much crying on this record.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that some of the vocal takes were like close to crying, right?
Even crying.
Okay.
They're pretty full out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
But it's real in that R.I.P. song. If you listen to it, anyone out there in Radio Land, if you take a listen. It's just really, it's really real. There's only one, that's only one take. It's only one, it's a real expression.
Yeah. And the problem
it's
is
not
playing,
planned.
Playing that song live is the same thing. We've tried it twice now, and both times it's been the same. It's been very emotional and very, mm-hmm. yeah. If you want
to
see Kane McKenzie cry,
come
watch
the
us
show.
Play.
Yeah, it's been, we've only played the song in Canada so far. Obviously, we will be tomorrow playing our first RIP shows in Germany. But yeah, and we've even questioned if we could play something that's so it's so dependent on understanding the story,
yeah,
and maybe even speaking the language. Or we've toyed around with like, is it just emotionally impactful, or do you have to understand the story and understand
good question,
the lyrics like well to relate yourself? You know?
Also, little things like days of the week, like if people are there to party, it's not the right time to play it, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
So we'll just have to.
Really interesting to think about. So we've rehearsed it. It's ready to go, but we will feel it out.
Yes, play it by ear.
Play it by ear, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. But I there's no recommendation that I can. I mean, I would love to hear that song live, but I get the problems that you're having with it. And I mean, if it's a moment that gets too emotional for you as a band or as a singer, I mean, there's reason for not playing it, I guess. But you will see, right?
Yeah, sometimes. But perhaps that's a good thing too, because you could see someone sing every night of the week if you want to, but will you see someone cry every night of the week? Or will you see someone, you know, really, it's really real. It's not a performance. It's say you read someone's journal.
Oh, people were buying drinks after our show, just crying. Buying drinks and just washing down their tears with alcohol because it was just it was therapeutic in a lot of ways.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean that's there's a painful part of therapy.
Oh yeah,
you know, but it's still worth it. So people will be let us surprise people at those shows.
That's some cheap therapy, actually. What is it? 15 cheap. Euros for the ticket or something? That's cheap.
Let's listen to another song off of the record, R.I.P. We Are the City, mid I'm Not Yours Anymore. After that, we talk a little bit, and then we'll give away tickets for the Berlin show in March. Maybe we even give away tickets for a Dresdner. Maybe a Dresdner is listening to us. We'll see.
We'll see.
Hey, that's good. This song makes me sad.
We are the city mit I'm Not Yours Anymore auf Flux FM. Die drei Herrschaften von der Band sind immer noch bei mir im Studio und wir haben ein bisschen schon gesprochen über Kyle, den verstorbenen Freund der Band, der diese Platte so ein bisschen durchzieht als Thema, obwohl die LP ja vorher schon fertig geschrieben worden war. Trotzdem ist dieses Kyle-Thema vorhanden, auch weil man schon ahnte im Vorfeld, dass das nicht gut ausgehen würde mit den Substanzen, die er so zu sich nahm. I've just retold the story that we've talked about the fact that the record had been written before Kyle actually died, but somehow you knew that something was going to happen to him because his substance abuse and the life that he was living. What I love about your record again is the fact that as soon as one feels like a pop song is playing, that something is happening with your music. And it's not always a destructive thing. Sometimes the music really, when the poppy feeling comes up, the music really gets destroyed by noise. But it's something different this time, I feel. I mean, there's counterpoints, but it's not like the destructive element as much anymore. How did that come up?
Well, that's an interesting...
Well, would you agree?
Yeah, I would definitely agree. I'm not sure where that comes from. I think it's just our instincts. Like when we all come together and we're working on music, it's we're trying to put our crazy ideas into a pop framework so that it can be communicated to as many people as possible. That's kind of the idea. But yeah, definitely along the way, we have ideas that are maybe playful or seem like we shouldn't do it, but then it's like, no, we have to go for it. So maybe this one is not as much exploring distortion and destruction, but there's a lot of weird ideas, like all of a sudden a new drum beat with a new drum kit sound will come in, and it's like, oh, this unexpected.
The phrasing of the vocals is kind of like special or different. I really appreciate that. I think that's something that We Are the City kind of like has perfectionized, I really think.
Oh, thanks, man. That's nice.
No, I really think
that is nice.
The kind of it's a sort of positive outlook on not being able to focus.
It's the HDS kind of.
Yeah, that's right. I would say that you always have to be. Well, it's pretty boring to be doing the same thing again and again, right?
Yeah.
So, and people do pop music so much better than we ever could. So why would we try to do pop music when we can only really do a good job at our own music?
Yeah.
So
another thing that speaks for the fact that you can't concentrate on one thing is that there's always artworks that kind of like accompany the record. You've done a Swedish and Norwegian kind of like film that accompanied a record. There was a fake live stream and stuff like that. And I've read that there's a film coming out called Ash. But it's not like directly linked to the LP, but it's kind of like the same topics.
It's definitely coming from the same, it's coming from us. So it's the same questionings of our purpose here and the doing what we can with the limited amount of time that we have. But I mean, even on this record, we opened up this pop-up shop for the record in Vancouver and had a bunch of bands in and definitely tried to create a mini environment where there was real like creation happening.
Truly what we tried to do with the store, it was called the RIP store. And the idea was it was a store where nothing was for sale except for an idea. And we really were just so inspired by Berlin. We always were just saying, like, is it Berlin enough?
No,
is it Berlin
cool.
enough? Because there is not really any piece of Berlin in Vancouver.
Okay.
But this whole idea of, like, there can just be a store anywhere and the store can be doing anything. That idea doesn't exist in Vancouver because everything's so expensive and really needs an understandable purpose for why someone would go there. And so we just really wanted to have something with no rules, much like our songs, but just right there on a main street with other storefronts. And it was just a storefront where there was free internet, free coffee, shows where the band would keep the money that played. There was, you know, we only had like new artists on, and it was really a cool experience for us.
Right. That sounds really interesting to me. Must have been great to it's like an anti-capitalistic move to do something like that in Vancouver.
Yeah, it was a lot of work though too.
It was, and funny. We made some money out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, that's our manager kept saying that. So okay, how do we make some money out of this?
Make some money. Yeah.
Because our label gave us the money for an advance, like for marketing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we dumped it into this idea that couldn't make any money. Yeah. There was no way.
Like, no Facebook ads. Let's just do a living billboard or something like that, you know.
Yeah. So but I would say that it did have a feeling of lasting inspiration in the city, or for probably for the 2,000 people or whatever they came through during the month, or however many there were.
Yeah,
I think people really left sad that it wouldn't be continuing.
Yeah,
and for two, inspired that there could be this place, and Germany really has this feeling of like, there's so many places where you can go and just be calm and reflect on what you'd like to do in the future, and also like what you're thankful for in the past. That's what a lot of German people have, that air about them where they just feel like very concentrated on things they're thankful for, or concentrated on like being calm, being present. And it's not really as much like that in Canada because everyone's kind of hustling
We're taking a cue from the Americans, not from the Europeans.
Unfortunately. So anyhow, I feel that that's the store really represented that for a lot of people, a place where you could go and just, you knew there was going to be a friend there, even if you hadn't met them yet.
And I really love the idea that there's a RIP store that doesn't sell anything but ideas, and maybe the need for a little quiet here and there, and that people could still have fun there, you know? And that's something that I like about the record as well, because, I mean, there's sad moments on there, but it starts with the killer bee music, B-side music single, which does prove that you guys still have humor. You haven't lost your humor.
And that's
I mean, that's a good first song on a record.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I think that is sort of We Are the City in a Nutshell. It's like very serious topics with a lot of emotion behind them, but wrapped in the form of a sort of sarcastic statement.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to discuss your feelings when you first start with a joke, or when you put a joke in the middle of what you're a serious feeling, because then everyone can kind of reset
it's
easier to laugh, right?
To kind of like fulfill the circle. Irony and sarcasm are tools to just get rid of that sensitivity that we've talked about for a few moments, you know?
That's right.
You just look at yourself and you laugh your ass off about yourself. That's when it's not sad for a short moment.
Yeah. And so that's what killer B-side music is. In fact, it's just a culmination of all of the band's lyrical jokes.
Yeah, I love it though.
And auditory jokes, the whole thing.
Now you're going to play in Berlin with Hope. And I have them on here because we wanted to play a little live session, but we forgot to sound check. That's something that's never happened before.
Yeah, but that's okay.
So I'll play Hope because you're touring with them for a little while.
And
I'll
play fantastic.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And then during that song, we'll sound check.
Sounds good.
Also, Hope nochmal auf dem Plattenteller gleich. Eine Live-Performance von We Are the City auf Flux FM. Und dann verlosen wir auch noch Tickets für ihr Konzert am 8. März. Hope mit Shame. Auf Flux FM.
Werbung.
No, not yet.
Hallo, ich bin Daniel Baderlang.
The funny thing is, when it's like a Thursday, a Tuesday, and you're not concentrated at all. Now let's stop this right here, and we're gonna listen to a live session from We Are the City from Canada. You've prepared one of the songs off of the record for a little live session. It's the guitar song. There's some blurry moments in that song, I guess. And you're going to be playing it for us right now. What's the title of the song again?
The song is called You're So Clean.
You're So Clean, Flux FM. We Are the City live.
Tongue out of your mouth, clean off all the dirt.
mess you're about to make. Clean is just your way to say you're ready to get dirty again. Clean is just your way to say you're ready to get dirty again. Yeah, you're all clean, ready to impress whatever mess you're about to make. Clean is just your way to say you're ready to get dirty again. Clean is just your way to say you're ready to get dirty again. You're so clean. Tomorrow gets me through today. Maybe everything will be okay tomorrow. I'll start my life again in the clean possibility of tomorrow. My last cigarette tomorrow. Maybe we'll be pregnant tomorrow. I'll forget my ex forever tomorrow. I'll stop watching porn forever tomorrow. Tomorrow is an endless thought. In the clean morning air, there must be a break of dawn. With a new version of me and a new outlook on how to treat my life tomorrow. Tomorrow gets me through today. Tomorrow, my parents and my brother will die. My eyes, my eyes, my eyes. Let them forget what they saw today. Let me see tomorrow. My home, my home, my home. Let me move out of today. I'll find somewhere new tomorrow. My wife, she may be unhappy. And my friends, though they may abandon me. This game of wait and see, it drives me from today into tomorrow. Tomorrow gets me through today. Tomorrow gets me through today. Tomorrow gets me through today. Tomorrow gets me through today.
Dankeschön.
Stadium applause, we are the city! Thank you for that live performance. I gotta move quick now and give away some tickets for the show on the 8th of March im Musik und Frieden. Ruft uns an unter 030 2000 9000 Berlin 2000 9000. Wenn ihr am 8.3. in das Musik und Frieden gehen wollt zu Hope und We Are The City. Ihr könnt meiner Kollegin Lena Mempel auch sagen, dass ihr gerade in Dresden seid. Vielleicht können wir auch da noch was klar machen. Also wenn ihr zufällig aus Dresden zuhören solltet, dort spielen We Are The City morgen bereits, dann ruft ruhig auch schon mal an. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, wer aus Dresden kommt, der könnte es von Flux FM auch noch auf der Gästeliste schaffen. Also 030 2000 9000 für die Tickets für We Are The City, entweder am 8.3. in Berlin oder morgen in Dresden. Hier geht's jetzt weiter mit einem kleinen Werbeblock und ich melde mich zurück in wenigen Minuten. Thank you guys for visiting. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you. Bye.